Welcome to the QMEC podcast. I'm Ros Herbert.
And I'm Renee Paul.
So I'm here today with Merwa, who has just finished 8 weeks at the practice, and we're really sad that her time has come to an end with us. And I wanted her to tell you kind of what her highlights have been in this new era of teaching, really, and how it's been for her. So very much from the student's point of view today. Tell us a bit about how you found your placement in general practice.
Yeah. I think overall I've really enjoyed my placement. I think it's been one of my favourite placements throughout my medical career at university.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I've been able to do a lot, so I've been doing my own consultations, telephone consultations and face-to-face consultations. You know, you've trusted me to go into my own room and talk to patients and then conclude the consultation by myself as well. And I've also done a few clinical skills, so I've helped with the flu clinic. I've been able to do some blood tests and also observe really interesting procedures like implanting contraceptives and things like that. And then I've also observed a few consultations as well. So overall, it's been really good, and I think I've learned so much just from doing everything firsthand.
But how was that for you at the beginning? Because it's a strange new world, isn't it?
So I think at the beginning, before starting, I was a bit apprehensive because I did feel like my medical knowledge wasn't there completely, because obviously coming out of lockdown, being out of placements for so many months. But then like the first day back, you gave me an opportunity to do a telephone consultation by myself. And I think that really boosted my confidence, showing me that I am able to do this. And like, I do have that knowledge. It's just somewhere deep down inside my brain. But so I think it was just the fact that I was able to do that from the first day that really helped boost my confidence. So I think over the past 8 weeks, I've really seen that my confidence has developed into doing it. And now it's like I come in, it's like my job. I just come and do it. And yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, because at the beginning, you kind of said to me, smiling, oh, I can still do this. Yeah. A bit like, you know, riding a bike or something like that. Yeah. Is that how it felt?
Definitely. I think before starting, me and all my friends were discussing how we're going to do this. We've been out of it for so long. We just didn't feel like we were able to. Consultations, talking to patients, like the knowledge side of things, we just felt like we were lacking a lot just because we've been out of practice for so long. But honestly, being back, it's just like, I don't know, muscle memory or what it is. It's like, you just know you can do it as soon as you're back. And I think like loads of students probably do feel apprehensive about placements. But I think all of us have noticed that as soon as we're back, everything comes back to us.
But telephone consultations, they must have been new to you.
It was really different. Like not being able to see the patient and like get that kind of information from body language and seeing them. Mm-hmm. But it was also, I think, telephone consultations have really developed my history-taking skills. And I think a lot of us have noticed that because, you know, we have to rely on what the patient is telling us and ask loads of questions and kind of try to find out what the diagnosis is just by talking to someone. Now, face-to-face consultations are a lot easier because I've developed that kind of history-taking side of things. So I think it's really helped.
And I noticed you've been really comfortable about saying, oh, I forgot to ask that, I'll just ring them back.
Yeah.
You didn't seem fazed by that at all.
Yeah. I think I have been doing a lot of back and forth with patients, but they're happy with it. Like I would have thought that they might think, why did she keep calling me back? But they're happy with it. And, you know, it's good for me to be able to go back and ask them things that I've forgotten. And you know, like, it's a safe space for me to learn. And next time I'll remember to ask those things. So I think it's really good.
But that is the real world as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
That we can always ring in general practice.
Yes, exactly.
We can ring anyone back any time. And our histories are built up over a long period.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel overwhelmingly different.
No, not at all.
And were you scared about catching the virus or kind of about safety when you came back?
No, I don't think I was. I mean, earlier on with the pandemic, I was obviously concerned about things, but because I'd eased off a bit when we started, and when I came in, like the nurse, Susan, she took me around and showed me all the PPE that we had, like the visors, the masks, everything, you know, aprons, gloves. So I didn't feel concerned. And, you know, at the practice, we have a special room for any suspected COVID patients. So, yeah, I wasn't concerned about anything. Like, everyone's abiding by all the PPE rules and cleaning after patients and making sure everything's clean. So, yeah, I had no concerns, really.
Good. And how did it feel to be the only person some of our patients spoke to? I mean, they didn't want to talk to me after they spoke to you. So I'm not going to insist. How did that feel?
I think it was, for me, it was really great because I was able to first of all develop kind of long-term relationships with some patients, because I did have some patients that I've spoken to quite a bit over these, you know, past 8 weeks. They've called back, you've given me the chance to talk to them again, so I've built that kind of long-term relationship with them. But I think it was really good for me to know that patients are happy with what I've told them. And, you know, I mean, I tell them I'll discuss it with the doctor and get back to you, but they're happy to kind of me to conclude everything and finish everything off, and they don't ask me to, like, can I please speak to the doctor again? So I think that's good. It helps me, you know, it makes me feel like, okay, they're happy with everything I've said to them. But obviously, they know that they can call back whenever they want. So, but I think it was, like, really positive for me in terms of, like, boosting my confidence.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. And then you said it felt like a job.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about that. I'm pleased. Yeah. I know we're not paying you, but I'm pleased. Tell me a bit more about that.
Because I feel like a lot of the placements I've had in the past, which have been really good as well, but, like, hospital placements, you don't really get to know the team as well because we're just moving back and forth really quickly. Each week it's like a new ward and things like that, or each day even it's a different ward. You don't really know what you're doing because it's like constantly getting to know new people and knowing what to do. And obviously with hospitals we can't do much, so we're standing around a lot of the time. But being here, I had my own room, so I'd come in every day to go to my room and then come and ask you which patients to call and then just go and call them. So it really did feel like I was doing a lot more, like you trusted me a lot more with the things I could do, so I felt like I was able to do a lot more as a student, which I haven't been able to do in the past. So there was like a different experience for me because I've never had this much, the opportunity to do so much and be like talking to patients and, you know, having one-to-one consultations with them without anyone being there. So yeah, I think it was really different from the placements I've had in the past.
That's great. It's not that far off that you qualify, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is, I think, where the ideal should be. And I appreciate it's harder for the hospital to do this. But I think as GPs we can, you know, give you these opportunities in a safe way. Tell the listeners any sort of, you know, you talked about long-term relationships with patients, anything that really struck you?
One particular patient had like just some like basic like UTIs and things like that, but nice for me was like she had asked to speak to me again. You know, you told me once, she said, can I please speak to the student? That made me feel really happy, obviously. But I thought it was really nice that I was able to, like, I called her, like, 3-4 times, I think, over the course. And, like, each time I called her, I was able to say, oh, how have you been getting on? I know last time you talked about this. And, you know, just being able to have that relationship where I've known what she's had in the past and the medication she's on. And, you know, just have a normal conversation with her just about how is life going. I know you've got this going on, that going on. I think that was really good. And I've had, like, another patient that I spent quite a long time with in terms of, like, a consultation, a really long one. So I spoke to her, then I saw her the next day. And then she was really happy. And she was like, I want to see you again next time. Like, just things, little things like that, I think. It's just been really good for me.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you've entered into that sort of therapeutic relationship.
Exactly.
And you've kind of experienced it. We teach about it, but you've experienced it, haven't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you've enjoyed that aspect.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really new. We haven't had that kind of long-term relationship with a patient where you can discuss the medical condition and also, well, how is life in general? I know you're struggling with this. You were struggling with this. How is that now? Like, even asking about how are the children, and like, just, you know, different things. You can do that as a GP with patients. And that's the first time, you know, I've been able to do that. Like you said, it's like completely different to what we've done in the past. So that was like a really big highlight for me from this placement.
I know you want to be a GP.
Yeah.
Did you before you started?
Actually, so I had like a longitudinal GP placement in second year, and I had a really good GP tutor then as well.
Great.
But because it was a big group, so there was a lot of us, we didn't get to do like have that like one-to-one relationship. Well, we did a little bit, but it wasn't like we couldn't do as much. We were second years, and you know, there wasn't that much time. So I did have it in the back of my head that I do want to be a GP, but I'll use this placement to see if it is like something I can do like a realistically in the future. And I think it's kind of solidified that, like, yeah, I think I can do this.
So any kind of tips for tutors, because the next cohort we want them to have a great experience too. What would be your top tips?
I think that, as you've done, really trust your students from the first day. You know, obviously we are 5th years, and we don't know everything, but we have learnt quite a bit over the years in terms of history taking. And when we don't know, we can just tell you that, you know, we honestly don't know. But I think just giving them the ability to get started with consultations, seeing patients, whether it's by themselves or being observed, just from the get-go, because I know a few students haven't had the opportunity straight away, and so, like, students have said that they felt like they've missed out a lot because they haven't had the opportunity. And I think we've done a lot of watching and shadowing doctors in the past, but this is like our one opportunity to really do things ourselves. So I think, as you've done for me, I've been really grateful at this practice and like really lucky to be able to have that from the first day. So I'd really be happy if every student could have that too. So just get, you know, just get stuck in on the first day and be given the opportunity to do things and get involved with like seeing patients, examining patients, watching different procedures, doing the flu clinic, doing bloods. I think that would be really worthwhile for like students learning and developing their confidence and setting them up to be like good doctors, like good junior doctors.
Yeah, you need that autonomy when you're a junior doctor. It's different, but you need that confidence. Yeah. I'll do the reverse because I think you've made it easy for us to do that in that you said, look, I'm up for this right from the beginning. So I think the students probably need to show their tutors that they are. Yeah. And then we're all busy. We've got an extra pair of hands to help us. That's fantastic at the moment. Mm-hmm. You've really helped me in my clinics. You baked for us. So you know, it's not just me in the practice, but you know, the receptionists, the nurses, the secretaries, they're up for you doing all sorts of stuff because you've engaged with us. Mm-hmm. So I think that's made a big difference. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that as a student and you have the skills to do that as a student, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You even baked dairy-free, egg-free, didn't you? So everybody could be included. Absolutely.
What I'd say is that really get involved with everyone in the team, because here I've had the opportunity to talk to the practice manager, the nurses, basically everyone in the team.
Mm.
And I think that's helped me. I've learnt so much from the practice manager, for example. And so I think just getting involved with everyone, the doctors, the receptionists, and just everyone in general, it's really helpful.
And your projects, tell me again what you did for your project.
Yeah, so for my leadership project, I made a sick day rules leaflet for patients with information about what to do with medications when they're acutely unwell and to stop certain medications. And so I made the leaflet and then we sent it off to all the patients that it applied to. And during that, I was able to work with the practice manager and learn about how they make these patient searches and send these leaflets off. And so I learned a lot about kind of that aspect of like general practice. So it was really, really good doing that project.
Good. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, that's already gone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Patients are using it already.
Yeah.
Fantastic.